Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome sales event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome sales event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
We've got a full-fledged argument going on here in the studio. Paul Alexander, Andrew Filippone debating what is good, what is bad, what is failure, what is success. We'd like to hear from you at 412-928-9370.
Are we on the air, Bob?
Yes.
I'm telling you, we should have a camera in here during the breaks. It's like the showdown show. We should
well,
have
I want
a
to do a show that's called After the Showdown.
It'd be unbelievable.
Andrew is really, really into this now. He's put on a headset, even though we never invited him to join this party right now.
What did
now.
Paul Alexander just say? He's like a doorknob. He gives a turn to everybody.
Yeah, what the heck was that all about?
Everybody gets a turn. There's more free passes around
Pony,
here.
Pony, take a seat. Stay a while.
I haven't been on this show since I guaranteed Ayuk was a Steeler, so I don't know if this is actually for me.
Have you softened in your later years? When you walked in here as a brash 23-year-old, you were ripping everything in sight. Now you're handing out, like I said, more free passes.
I never said free passes.
If you want to go to Halloween Success, go to his house. He's banning every candy is available to you.
You're saying you are giving a free pass on the Steelers in the playoffs unless they get destroyed in the first round. You're saying no matter if they win the division,
they've
had a successful year.
Yeah. Black and white, I mean, if I'm going to put it in a basket, is it good or bad? If they win 12 games and sweep Baltimore, and if they were the best team over the 17-game season, yeah, I'm going to say it was a good year. I'm not going to be jumping for joy about it.
When you look back on the 13-3 year where Blake Bortles came in,
yeah, I don't look at that.
Was that a successful year?
No, I don't look at that as a successful season. I don't. But that was Ben in his prime, and I thought that team, like, legitimately, well, I guess the Shazier thing kind of screwed up that season.
Yeah.
After that injury, I didn't feel like
2020 is. I kind of saw that coming when they were 11-0. It felt weird.
Well, that's what I
and
mean.
Then they
so
lose
that
lose six.
Right.
Out of
so there.
Last...
So the difference between that year and this year is, depending on how I'm saying in this hypothetical, they beat Baltimore. That 2020 team limped into the playoffs. They got beat by Ryan Finley in Cincinnati as a 2-touchdown favorite.
But they won the division.
But the division, in my opinion, was not. I put more stock on winning the division now because, as you guys have pointed out, two of the best quarterbacks in the entire league are in your division, and you finish ahead of them over 17 games, and you sweep
there's
that
no
guy?
Pride in finishing ahead of the Bengals.
Hold on a second.
Ahead of the Bengals this year. They stink.
But you don't think there's more pride in sweeping Baltimore? It's basically the NFL.
Well, no, you said win the division.
Well, yeah,
they could lose to Baltimore and still win the division.
What's that? No, I said when we talked about this, I said it was you beat Baltimore on Saturday and win the division. So you sweep Baltimore, you win 12 games, and then you lose a playoff game.
Why does it matter how you won the division?
I think it absolutely does. If you backdoor your way in versus you beat Baltimore twice in one season.
Backdooring your way in wouldn't be winning both games after Baltimore. You would have split with them, and then you control your own fate. You don't need any help. You just win your way in.
In my opinion, you backdoor your way in if you beat Carson Wentz on Christmas Day, and then you beat the Bengals resting Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase and those guys in Week 18.
I think you've earned it in that case. But the real point is, So you would legitimately
look at it as a bad season if they won 12 games and were the better team over the long haul.
Bad is the wrong word.
I'm saying you have to pick one between good or bad. You can't say bad.
They've been dying for a playoff ring.
He's saying absolutely bad, Bob.
Absolutely.
I'm saying
it's not Bob, you said it earlier.
It's not bad.
It's bad it from the bad. Standpoint. You have to give you some context. It's bad from the standpoint that you've won a division. You haven't won a playoff game in 8 years.
There is no
and you're set up to win one. If you win the division, you have a home.
Game or not. That's been the whole bar for this whole season. You talked about it before the year. TJ Watt being this generation's Dick Butkus. We've reached the point where the Steelers themselves don't even talk about Super Bowls. They talk about a playoff win. TJ Watt said, I got to win a playoff game.
But I brought this up to Chris. What is more impressive? Being better than the Ravens and Bengals over an entire season and beating the Ravens twice, or just for one Sunday beating the Broncos at home?
One Sunday beating the Broncos at home, and it's not even close. It's not even close.
One game
because
coin
every,
flip
everything
things.
You're describing happens within the parameters of something called the regular season. The other thing is the tournament. And you, and I mentioned this earlier, you're a Syracuse guy.
Yes.
Jim Boeheim. Go ask him. How important was it to win the Big East? It never seemed that important to him. You know what did? Get into the NCAA tournament. Do you even remember if Penn State beat Ohio State this year and won the Big Ten? I don't care. Neither do they or their fans. What they care about is what's going to happen
now. I think they would
now.
Care. If they beat Ohio State, they would.
Now.
Just like Ohio State would rather beat Michigan.
You don't think they'd trade that for beating SMU one time? In the playoffs
and advancing?
No,
I think if they could beat Ohio State, that would have relieved a lot of pressure and criticism.
Nobody cares.
No, they do care.
It's the playoffs. It's what you do in the playoffs.
Let me ask you this question.
Do you think they'll care if they advance in the playoffs?
Joe, let me ask you this question. Is crossing up sports? But let me just ask you this quickly. Were the 84 Steelers better than the 93 Penguins? They went deeper in the playoffs. One team went to the AFC Championship game. The other got knocked out in the second round.
So they each won one playoff round.
No, one team went deep. No, the 84 Steelers went to the AFC Championship game.
That's where they got crushed by Miami.
They got
right?
to the Final Four. The 93
84
Penguins did
Steelers
not.
The 84 Steelers and the 92-93 Penguins.
The Penguins got knocked out in the second round. The Canadians and Islanders played in the Eastern Conference Finals.
Right, and everybody on that Penguins team will tell you that season was a massive failure, relative especially.
Massive failure? Some of them say it was the greatest team they ever had.
What? They lost to the freaking New York Islanders and lost their chance at a dynasty.
But no one I've never heard anybody call that season a massive failure.
Go ask the players. Go ask the players who played.
Do you think that was a massive failure season?
I look back at that because they had won back-to-back trying to win again.
Why are we arguing about the 84 Steelers and the 93 Penguins?
Because your whole point was that just one playoff round win like makes it
for this team at this point in time. But like I said before, you're arguing that a division title equals a successful season.
Yeah.
Whereas
in the context
of
the regular season, it is a successful season.
Well, we're talking overall season.
But I think you separate the two also. Why wouldn't you? You're going to remember if they won a division. You will.
I don't remember that they won the division when Baker Mayfield came and blew them out the next week. I don't remember that they won a division when Blake Bortles came in and beat them.
More important than that is the next thing. That's where I agree with you. But I'm not going to discount. Not, you know, if you win the division, you've accomplished something over the course of 17.
It's a nice accomplishment.
But then the failure occurs by not winning a playoff game, which is separate from that.
Bob, the season is about what you do in the postseason.
Overall, yes, I get it. And from that point of view, it would be a huge disappointment. You can classify it as bad outcome.
You're backing off your position
earlier.
I'm not backing off.
I'm trying to tell you that it could be true both of these things. Why wouldn't you think that winning a division is an important accomplishment? It is. In order to get to where you need to go.
It's absolutely. In Joe's world, it's not an important accomplishment whatsoever.
No, I didn't say that.
Well, it's a nice
regular season accomplishment. We just had the guy on from Baltimore. He said, who gives a crap? The Ravens will start on the road.
But they will give a crap if they lose on the playoffs when the real games start.
But it's not an accomplishment whatsoever if you lose the next week and in your opinion it negates everything you did in the regular season.
It does.
Then it's not a nice accomplishment. It
does. Well, I'll ask you again. Did the Blake Bortles loss negate everything that happened that year?
That season felt that way to me, yeah. I mean, I'm being completely honest with you. That season
I think this season feels differently
because of where the Steelers were picked. Many people had them in last place. So because they win a division, And because they beat teams like Baltimore and Cincinnati, which most people thought were going to be the top two teams, maybe in the AFC from that perspective, it's a successful season, regular season.
You're backpedaling faster than Deontay Johnson.
I'm saying if they lose in the postseason, then it's a bad. Then the result is a bad season based on what they had accomplished.
Joe, you played what I said.
What they had accomplished was winning a division. If they do it and lose, bad. Yes.
Yes.
But it doesn't.
Period.
It doesn't take away from. I think
nice
that's
regular
where we're
season accomplishment.
Right.
It was nice when Kenny Pickett went into Baltimore and won a few years ago. That was fun to watch. It was entertaining. It was a nice regular season game. Accomplishment. Fun. It's what you want to have as a fan. You want fun in the regular season.
I did say.
You measure seasons based on what you do.
I understand that, and I agree with that.
I did say I'd rather win a playoff game than win a division.
Yeah.
I just disagree that the line is playoff win, good. No playoff win, bad, if you win a division and win as many games as the Steelers have this year.
Well, that's where we disagree.
That's absolutely where we disagree.
My understanding is this whole season, inside and outside of that building, has been based on we have to win a freaking playoff game.
And Art Rooney himself said that, so that's where this standard is right now.
I know this is obviously just an argumentative extreme. So by that logic, if they had a perfect regular season and lost in the divisional round of the playoffs, it would be a bad year? I mean, come on.
That's an argumentative extreme.
I know, but I'm just saying.
Do you think the Patriots look back on their undefeated season as a success or a failure?
I think if you, again, go back to what I said, good or bad season, they're of course going to say it was a good year. They didn't win the Super Bowl, but they had the best regular season of all time.
I don't know how Tom Brady would answer that question for you. But yes, that's an argumentative extreme. That is.
I asked you guys off the air though, if they won out and won 14 games, you guys would still look at that as a bad year? I think if you asked football fans, not who are Steelers fans, but across the spectrum of the NFL, did the Steelers have a good year this year with Russell Wilson and Justin Fields winning 14 games and oh crap, they lost to the Chargers on a last second field goal? People would say that's a hell of a year by the Steelers.
I think your whole caveat there is the nature of the playoff game.
So yeah. You are at least admitting
You
are at least admitting you could win 14 games and then lose by three touchdowns and the season's a failure.
Because you said that yesterday. I would be so put off by them no showing a playoff game that it would put a damper on everything.
So where do you draw the line?
How about if that playoff game goes into double overtime and there's all sorts of machinations throughout at some point you're going to lose a game. To a team that really deserves to win.
There are extremes, but by and large, 95% what you do in the regular season is one thing.
Right.
Your season is judged. Your season is ultimately judged by what you do.
You could say it's a terrible outcome to what was a good regular season.
Joe, let me give you
That's all I'm saying. There are two different outcomes for me. I could separate the two.
They play the Ravens again in the wild card round.
Yeah.
And they lose 24-21.
Mm-hmm.
Good year, bad year?
Bad year.
24-21.
Yeah. So, no, that's what I was going to ask you. Where do you draw the line? If you're going to put that kind of qualifier on this, all right, you just say yes or no. 28-21.
I'm still in the good.
30-21.
Still good, but I'm now.
34-21. Yeah, do you see how silly this exercise is?
You're
making their whole season depend on a few points here or there in a playoff game.
Yes.
Yes, so what is it then? Double figures?
Because a few points here or there determines who wins or loses a game and how
points?
We feel about teams.
No, you're not saying who wins and loses. You're saying by how many do you lose.
Back there, isn't he?
You're qualifying it by saying how many do you lose. What is it? 11? 15?
I'm trying to.
17?
We're having a conversation
4.5?
About that.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes 5 times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Six.
You've not only said that they've lost playoff games, they've gotten blown out. And I agree with you on that. So obviously, we're
technically, they didn't really in either one. Although
you said that, though.
Yeah. So it was 45-42. So I'm wondering, from your perspective, that's only a 3-point game against Jacksonville.
The Jacksonville game,
I think they got blown out.
Okay. When you get down 3 touchdowns or 4 touchdowns and then you fight back and you lose by a touchdown or 3 field goals, I don't care about empty calorie 500-yard games from Ben or 3 touchdown passes and 1 yard Le'Veon Bell catches when you're down 3 scores. I just don't. So, yeah, the final score looks, as Bob said earlier, looks better than the game actually was.
No, I would agree with that.
I'm pissed off about those games, regardless of what the final score says.
So, again, I ask, what are the parameters?
If they lose to Baltimore and they're down 21-0 at halftime and they end up losing by 3, I think I'm going to be pretty pissed off about that game and the season.
Well, you're putting a lot of sort of complicated parameters on this.
I don't know if they're complicated.
They get down early but only lose by 3. What if they're up early and lose a Buffalo Bills 35-3 lead?
Isn't that the whole point of what we do? We talk about things and then we decide whether or not we would feel good or bad about them and how we would
not
react
really.
To those
it's
things.
Supposed
no?
to, well, yeah, but it's supposed to be simple. You started out with a simple premise.
Yes.
You put it in the good pile or the bad pile?
Yes.
And then your premise gets increasingly more complicated by the second.
Bob, that's
Is it good or bad? Yeah. Answer that question.
Can we have 2 piles here? Well, you know, you're making one pile the whole thing.
I'm simplifying this unbelievably. He wants it in a simplified pile, yes. And then he's complicating it.
No, well, hold on. The reason why it gets complicated is because people ask you questions that force you to go more in depth on it, which is part of what we do.
So No.
Yes,
it
does.
You're an expert in rhetorical arguments, but you're distracting from what you want to be a simple one. If they win the division and lose in the playoffs, do you put the season in the good pile or the bad pile?
I told you I put it in the good pile.
Okay.
Yeah.
I put it in the bad pile. Forget all parameters.
And I don't know what Bob is.
I still don't know where Bob is.
What I'm saying is, why is it that always it has to be one or the other? What I'm saying to you is that you can enjoy the regular season if they win a championship,
of course,
those players will, as fans will.
Yes.
Then you get to the next stage. That's where you're going to judge the ultimate outcome of the season, but you still shouldn't just disregard what they've accomplished over the course of 3.5-4 months, whatever this is.
It's a nice regular season accomplishment. That's not disregarding it. It just doesn't define your season. Your playoff fate does.
Fine, and I agree. That's what people will remember most is the loss.
Yes.
Especially because it's come after so many and after so many years of not having one. I get it. But that doesn't take away from what they accomplished during a season. That's all I'm saying. I can see both.
You are saying it takes away from what they accomplished.
You're going to semantics. Every syllable and a half syllable I say, you're tearing apart.
And Chris and I talked about this. It is a different conversation if you just try to put the season in a vacuum versus taking the whole drought into context. Because I said to Chris, what if they had won 1 playoff game over the last 7 years? And then we're just evaluating this season. Do you say good or bad? And he said good. And I said, but that would not change what happened in this season whatsoever.
But you can't, you can't separate this season from the recent history.
That's
you
fine.
Can't.
That's fine. But what you're doing is you're holding sins from past teams against this team's accomplishment.
Same coach, same key players. Well,
Russell
Wilson's different.
And
yeah.
Then somebody called in and made a good point. So if they have a failure of a season, and they – I know, we're going – sorry
no,
about
we're
this,
good.
Guys.
We're not even close
we
to
We don't have clocks
time.
Here, don't you know?
So Bali's up next. He's going to wait, apparently.
So if they had if they have what you deem as a failure of a season, they lose the playoff game. Does Russell Wilson get caught up in that? because he would have been the quarterback that was.
That's way. What if they lose the game 55-54?
Oh, no. Okay, now you're getting into that
extremes.
Again.
We have argumentative extremes.
No, now we're talking about analyzing individual players.
Sure.
Not putting a season in a bucket.
Well,
hold on a second here. He's the one who wanted to simplify you to the point of Bob put it in a good bucket or a bad bucket.
But I didn't. I want more buckets. I am
then
Bobby
tell him
Buckets,
that, not
baby.
Me.
I want
tell
more buckets.
Want more buckets.
I don't
bucket,
want,
the
I can have
bucket.
Buckets. But I need. But I don't need one big bucket.
You have to admit though with that like coaches and quarterbacks are judged more on records and winning playoff games and stuff like that.
You don't include all individual evaluations in deeming a season a failure. Like, you might as well ask me, so if they lose the playoff game, would you cut TJ Watt? That's the same as asking me that question.
No, not,
of course I wouldn't.
Hold on a second, though. You say that, but if I twisted it and said, would you want to trade Watt if they lost another playoff game? I think you'd entertain that, right?
I don't know.
I mean, cutting a guy and getting nothing for him is different from you've got eight years and you're still banging your head against the wall.
Do you want to move on from TJ Watt? No, I don't want to move on from TJ Watt. I think he's the best defensive player
in
football.
I think on that one, if you polled people and said you've had the same result every year and you're not making any progress, would you flip him for multiple first round picks? I guarantee you some people would say yes. And I think some people would say if they lost with a playoff game with Russell Wilson, they would say, well, he's 36 years old. It's the same old, same old. It's the same crap.
Those are individual evaluations, which are way different and a whole new topic, incidentally, from was this a good season or a bad season.
And I do think but you did not want to go all the way to Crowley's end where he said he'd fire Tomlin if they had
no,
him.
No.
But that would be eight bad seasons in a row.
Yeah, which is why I wouldn't have extended him to the point that they did.
Yeah,
and would continuously monitor situation. How many years is too many? I always ask the national people this.
I'm asking you that. How many years is too many? Apparently, eight isn't for you.
It's getting close. I wouldn't have signed him to a. Would they sign him to a 3-year extension?
I know, but I. But
I mean, so seriously, for all of us, what's the line of too many? 10? 15 years without a playoff win?
Joe, I think
would that be too many?
I think you've done a great job with that, but I do feel like you write the column, when are we going to put Tomlin on the hot seat after every playoff loss? And it sounds like you would do the same thing after this one.
No. I've written the column of I wouldn't extend him to that degree.
So he would still be, so you would not fire him if they lost a playoff game, no matter how bad it looked. If you had, I mean, we know it's not going to happen. We know there's a 0%
chance. Now you're putting parameters on the game. But yes, okay. No, I wouldn't fire him. And as I said, winning the division is a nice regular season accomplishment. And
Bob, I'm sorry for doing this to you.
You're not. I see things differently, apparently. I can see things.
I don't know how you see things based
buckets.
On this conversation.
Well, no.
Which bucket's bigger?
Well, that's a different question. The playoff bucket is bigger.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to go so far as to call everything a failure because they didn't. They succeeded.
I said the season would be a failure. So did you.
I did not say that. I said.
Did he say that?
I did not.
I
said it would be a bad outcome. I didn't use the word failure.
A bad outcome is different than failure.
I never said
failure.
Then
I'll go with bad.
Oh, my God.
It's different than a bad outcome.
See, again,
he said it wasn't a failure.
I did not say that. I said I look at it two different ways.
Differentiate the phrase bad outcome from failure.
Well, failure is definitely much more of an extreme than a bad outcome.
Right. That's how I look at failure. Failure is you don't achieve anything.
But
they achieved what they wanted to achieve, much to the shock of the football world who had them in last place.
I don't know.
They got a good seeding in the playoffs?
If you're going to parse bad versus failure, isn't it the same thing as parsing good versus successful?
I'm lost now. I'm totally lost.
I'll get out of your way.
The irony of all this is that he started out with Bob, just make it simple. One basket, good or bad. And now I don't even know what we're talking about.
But I say there should be more than one basket.
Okay.
Everyone
give
must
Bob
win one
an extra basket.
Basket
limits.
What? I wonder how many
give
baskets.
Pass around
Let's
the basket.
Find out.
For
Let's
Bob
find out
the
what
basket.
Mark
Let's
basket.
Take up a collection
Let's see
for Bob.
If he can hit a few baskets. He's up next.
You've gone backwards faster than Jim
backwards.
Marshall with a fumble, for
I'm
God's
saying
sake.
That you're lumping it all into one category, and that's it.
Well, there you kind of have to.
No, you don't have
end.
To. You can separate and still come to the same conclusion.
All right, then we get to separate all of our baskets. The first quarter of the season was good.
All right.
There was a middle quarter that was very good. The ending
now you're going
might be
to
okay.
Extremes.
The playoff game was good in the first half. There was a bad outcome in the second half, but the first half they played really well. I don't know what to do anymore, Bob.
I don't either. Let's bring on Mark Cabali. Let's find out what he has to say, and if he is multiple basket oriented.
The good news here is we have Mulsey the Snowman at 1 p.m., which is going to be incredible.
Well, you've taken the joy out of the whole thing.
I'm the Grinch now?
Yes. we haven't had to use this truck for a while.
Or the ice cream truck?
The ice cream truck. Can I have some chocolate mint chip, please?